teach him.
So what is the difference between a werewolf and a wolfman?
Wolfman can't control himself. Werewolf can. That's it.
So a wolfman is still savage.
So you need to borrow some silver. Well, I don't expect you to get the bullets back.
All right, guys.
We could try.
Oh, in addition, you will probably have to leave fairly quickly. Their bodies do revert back to human, and people will think that you murdered someone. And you will learn that the hard way if you don't know about it. And you will have to bribe some very important people.
How do you stop the werewolf from your...
Well, if you do it correctly, you know, with the proper chemical treatments, and you know about it the second or third time.
You have a lot of people who are pregnant, didn't you?
How was I supposed to know he was some noble's child?
Yes.
When I told them that he was a werewolf, they just looked at me like I was mad.
Yes, that's not going to stand why we went forward with you when we first met.
How many social points has this guy lost and then had to regain?
How much of... No, he hasn't lost any because he buries it very, very deep.
Lots of bribes?
Lots of bribes. So, I do happen to have about 20 shots left over for my last hunting trip for pistol-sized ammo, and I have about 10 rifle shots, and I have a silver saber.
None of us have rifles, I don't believe.
Rifles.
I have an accent. I, of course, have my pistols. I think I'm the only one that uses them.
I use my pistol occasionally.
McDonald has a shotgun.
I do not carry weapons like
silver.
That.
Silver buckshot.
That's expensive.
Can I see the book real fast?
I suppose the saber would be useful for Mr. Whitman or McDonald. Mm-hmm. However, well, you have silver weapons, do you?
I have silver knives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well... What if the thing of last resort, or if the bugger's not paying attention to you? Bloody hell. That's how we lost Donaldson. Poor man. Went straight for the eyes.
Go
Did
my
it
eyes.
Suck them out? It was such an English football game. English football, werewolf football hooligans. Holy shit!
Maybe you should buy a rifle. That would let you be the sniper.
I don't have the strength to use a rifle.
It requires a D6.
You know, I'm a D4.
She's a dainty Indian woman who's been pampered all her life. She was the one who decided to go out crawling in the woods and make sweet, sweet, dirty love to the lions, tigers.
maybe you should increase your strength next chance you get.
Well, yes, once we hit seasoned, I will.
That she already spent her advance.
That way, you can pick up a rifle and feel much safer from a distance.
And be assassinated while she's standing alone.
Alright, my knives don't go that far.
He will hand you guys the, he'll hand you to the, he'll kind of get, actually, it actually looks kind of like a large lady's purse. He'll put the bullets in there and the sword in there. This is a handbag of my wife. Please be careful with it.
Yes.
How is your hunting trip going?
I've been dealing with politics. Oh, with the skirmishes with France. People have been all, oh, we might be going to war. And I said, good, can we finally go to war? And they said, no, we must prevent war. And I said, why?
You sound like Eddie Izzard.
Could be worse. So, I've been stuck here.
Well, I'm sorry.
I've been so looking forward to safari. I heard there was a were elephant. I was looking forward to investigating it.
How big is that?
I don't know, but I want to see it.
Because I know how big elephants are.
Yeah. How would you hide that?
I think African elephants are slightly smaller than Indian elephants.
No, they're bigger than
Indian. Yeah, well, I want to investigate it, but... Until the damn French hurry up and surrender. I mean, stop negotiations.
Well, we must appreciate this. We'll pay you back somehow.
Well, good. Just tell me how it was. Currently, I'm living my hunting trip vicariously through you.
You could tell him about the vampire hunt.
Oh, did you realize there was a vampire in town?
Oh, really? Interesting.
What?
A French vampire.
I think.
Oh, bloody bastard, draining English blood? How dare he? I assume you gave him a good seeing to?
Yeah, he said decapitated.
Ah, good. What would you do to the rest of the French? Alone, they're vampires.
I wonder if the bite mark on my jugular scarred or not. So I've got two nice big puncture wound scars on my throat.
I'm sorry. Wearing a scarf.
It was what, two wounds that he did to your neck, mm-hmm. directly to your neck? Yeah, and then you were kind of like, "All right, guys, we need to go home and get this fixed before I die of blood loss."
You want to pass out before that?
But remember, I managed to successfully bluff another. Tenant of the apartment complex we were in while I was bleeding from the throat heavily.
They were crazy! They bit me!
Okay!
And that person's really
You know what that means? You should get gills so you can manage
that. Alright, well. Well, good luck. By the way, don't bother running. Just a piece of advice. They'll outrun you.
We'll keep that in mind.
Maybe not you.
Well, are their tactics similar to that of a wolf? Or are they more sophisticated, yes. since you said they were intelligent?
Both. Okay. So imagine a pack of werewolves circling you, stalking upon your encampment under the light of the full moon, sniffing you. I'm sorry.
Should we stop going down memory lane?
Ah, good memories. Except not for Robertson. Well, I guess he doesn't. Well, I haven't been to see him in a while. It's a little faux pas to go to the asylum nowadays.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, well, that's what happens if you get bit in the skull.
Okay,
let's try not to get bit in the skull.
You know, when you have a teeth lodged in your temporal lobe, but you have a tooth.
A teeth.
A tooth locate.
A teeth.
What?
You're not here!
Alright, we will leave.
The butler will show you out.
Thank you.
How do you deal with it? Do you want the silver saber, or should I take it?
You can have it.
Okay.
Takes out an entire thing of bourbon, dumps it in there, pours a little bit of tea in there.
Alright, so I suppose in the morning we're about ready to leave, I'll
show you the lady's handbag.
Okay, I've managed to acquire some bullets for myself. We do not have any bullets for a shotgun, and none of us carry a rifle. But he did give us a saber, so you two can pick over that.
Strength plus d6.
You're not bickering. Come on!
I'm sorry. I was drinking heavily last night. I'm a little hungover.
I have a pistol, so I can use some of those pistol rounds.
But who said you sharing it?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, saber's just strength plus a d6. Kay. Weighs 4 pounds.
Okay. So we can disperse these when we get into jail.
Yeah, somehow I think it's better for me not to carry a saber in my travel bag. Probably won't fit either.
Actually, it would. And no, that's not strange.
True.
So if you want this instead of your axe...
Leave the axe at home. Mm-hmm. I'm a military officer. The saber is part of my...
Where'd you serve?
America?
Oh. Go to the back of the train.
No, I won't go to the front of the train. This is fucking in America.
So you're standing out in the locomotive. It's really loud out here! What?
No, I'm riding on the front of the very front of the locomotive.
Yee-haw!
And they're just like, stupid Americans. Except I could totally see a stupid American doing that. I'm a dumb college kid. I'm going to ride on the front of a train. You do realize these trains go for 180 miles per hour.
Woo! Let's joust on trains.
America will thank us because we're cleansing their gene pool.
How does that even... Would you...
Through the power of stupidity, he actually manages to take out another train with a lance.
And then there's a giant lawsuit.
Why'd you let him have...
And why did you let them have jousting poles on the train?
Alright. Let's move out to the train.
Roll out, Autobots!
Except you. You're obviously a Decepticon.
Or see that Decepticon.
I'm Starscream.
He's a like Decepticon that turned.
Alrighty. Alright. Boat ride, and everything is fairly uneventful. Give me a spirit check, or a guts check.
Guts. I'm better for spirit.
Guts.
Since it was only a few hours and very calm, you just drank a lot. And so, by the time you get to Germany, you're a little sloshed, but...
Damn, lady, what's your alcohol tolerance like?
Just a little sloshed. She was actually holding that one drink the whole time, and she sloshed.
And of course...
Where are you getting the railroad ticket, please?
To where, or where are you getting it to?
Oh, Homsburg.
Ah, well, that means you'll have to be stopping here in Gunzburg, and then taking a carriage from there to Homsburg.
What's a burg?
The city, a town.
It's a village.
No, it's not, it's an iceberg!
Iceberg!
You guys scream as the train runs into it.
Sort of like Futurama.
Does a spaceship run into an iceberg?
No, they have this like land yacht thing. It's something and it ends up going underground.
It goes underground.
Yeah, it gets sunk.
All right.
That's funny.
Do you actually want one of these?
I want one of those.
Yeah, pass them around. Mike,
yes,
ready,
sweet right. Crack cocaine.
Besides, if I want a snack, I've got sun chips.
Dinosaurs.
Alright, they're garden salsa.
What class is everyone checking into?
Coach?
Ah!
Warrior. Hi.
I'm speaking German.
Let's see. I turn on. Alright, what class does everyone want?
Warrior.
There's basically high class, middle class, and low class. Or, sorry, traveling class.
High class, please.
Okay.
Middle?
Low. Two traveling, one middle, one high.
Okay.
3 pounds, 2 pounds, 2 pounds. 1 pound.
Why am I being charged 2 pounds?
You're middle.
No, I said low.
Oh,
I'm traveling.
Then 1 pound. Okay, this is on top of the 2 pounds we've already paid, correct? Mm-hmm. So 1 pound, 1 pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds.
I'm going to lose all my money on the way there.
Yeah, notice how we left right before payday. You guys will be there this evening. Yeah.
I can't use any more money, or I won't be able to afford a trip back.
We'll present you.
No, we could probably smuggle you on board.
You're smart enough.
You can fit in places other people can't go.
We keep forgetting. Getting on board a train without paying is one of our options.
Mm-hmm.
We just
I can't do that.
No, you can. You just can't be made aware of it.
What? We paid, right?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay.
They just left without us, so right up on this horse next to it.
Get in the box.
Oh, okay.
Right. You're just going the economic way of going into this cargo hold.
No, I heard there was a vampire on that train. Robert's already left, so we can't get any tickets. Now we have to hurry and catch it.
Oh, all right.
As we just continue to make Ryan's character look stupid.
I did my smart check. I got a 3, so... okay.
Alright. You guys are, of course, sitting there. Jessica, you're, of course, in this comfortable private room. It's, of course, you know, your own little private booth where they serve you dinner. They've got the little serving tray. They actually feed you, you know, fairly decent. I won't say something like sandwich, but imagine something like that. Mm-hmm. With a nice salad on the side, a nice drink to go with it, a glass of wine.
It's all slathered in beef.
Ryan, you, of course, you're in one of those little booths that you have to share with 2 or 3 other people. You won't actually be staying the night, so you won't be sleeping here. And you have, basically, 2 tickets to the dinner car, where you can then sit down and eat. It's fairly nice. Let me see about the people in the train next to you, or in the seats next to you.
It turns out they're Cabal agents.
They're all Cabal agents, and they begin stabbing him. We don't know what happened. He just walked in and started bleeding everywhere with multiple knife wounds.
Yes. You're basically in the... what, like a businessman?
Mm-hmm.
Business class.
1718? Ah.
Nice.
Alright, you're in the compartment with 3 Germans. They're returning home from a, nice trip that they had, and they're all sitting there, ha ha ha! And they're all jabbering on in German.
Do they speak French, English, Gaelic, or Russian?
No, they speak German. They're large, obnoxious, and really loud.
I drink. Actually, I go to the dinner
cart. You go to the dinner cart.
And drink. There's a bar there, right?
Mm-hmm. You guys in the traveling class are in one nice long train caboose in these kind of
wooden
hard chairs, a lot of moving around, kind of sliding. You can hear that there are women sitting there with screaming children, a bunch of irritated looking men. They don't give you any sort of dinner card or anything. You guys have to fend for yourselves. Most people kind of brought small biscuits and whatnot to eat.
Is it a spirit check?
That's one of those biscuits.
You want biscuits?
Yeah, they're a bit old.
Yeah, is it a spirit check to ignore the screaming babies?
Sure.
What are you going to do otherwise? Stab them with your saber?
No, otherwise I'm annoyed by it. If I make the spirit check, I can ignore it.
Apparently Ivan, you are so used to this.
You too.
It reminds you of America. Screaming children, poor conditions, you know, smelly people. Yeah, it's America.
People who get in the lower class are...
Because we've got an American and a low-class Chinese person, basically. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, as a criminal, I'm not calling you high class.
They're high-class criminals.
You are not one of them.
You are not your father.
Anywho.
Alrighty.
So I suppose I pull out a novel of some sort and just read that for the trip.
You begin reading a penny novel.
Halfway through, a child tries to steal it.
Just steal individual pages.
Ooh, it's just getting excited. What the fuck?
This doesn't make any sense. Am I missing a page?
Alright,
Wasn't me.
Ryan, you're sitting in the dinner car. You give me a notice check first.
I guess it doesn't matter which one's my wild at the moment.
5. You could swear you see people, basically, you know, in between the 2 cars, the ones that are still outside. You could swear you see about 4 or 5 people that just kind of appeared. Like, they either rode up or... came off the roof.
Appeared like they're just sitting around in the
car. Well, they're kind of standing outside. You can hear them
Well, you see them talking to each other.
How many on each side?
You know, about three that are heading towards the back part, which is the low class, and two which look like they're about to be heading this way.
Okay, so they're not both coming into this car? They're, like, kind of...
Yeah, they're separating.
Okay.
They're going to get robbed.
Interesting.
Go-go gadget distraction.
There are two people I know are in the low-class cars, so I guess I should go toward the high-class one.
Well, no, they're sitting outside the dining car and the low-class. Here, let me draw it out.
They're not coming towards me.
let me draw this out because...
You and you two.
Okay.
Let me draw it out because, as per usual, we tend to have this description of, wait, I thought there was a lake surrounding the island. I thought it was underground, then there was a passage, then there was another island.
Yes.
What about the purple fuzzy dinosaurs?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... by 3.
You know, that'd be really neat. Did they put the low-class car right next to the dining car?
Yep.
Jackasses?
Is this the dining car?
No, this is the low-class car. I'm drawing, Ryan. It's going to take me a second.
That's cool. Maybe I'll finally run outside and grab my coat in that car. It's cold, and I don't have shoes.
Well, then you're not going to grab the Coke, are you?
I might.
No, you're my not. Shoes.
I've been psyching myself up for, like, an hour.
I can do this.
So you can take my shoes, but I don't think they fit. Well, they're eights. Women.
My girlfriend has tiny feet because she's a tiny woman.
Yes, I am.
She's a midget. I make fun of her.
Yes, you do.
Ha, 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 ha.
Everyone likes the midgets.
I feel the tiny rage on my back. With the angry glares.
You're dating a gnome?
Yes. I totally find those gnome chicks so super sexy.
Oh.
You know all those drawings of the halfling Lydda? Oh yeah, totally. That's my girl.
What?
It really doesn't matter.
I hope you're... Well, I guess she's okay.
I have no idea what you're referring to. Solo table.
For the people who don't have friends.
Okay, so Ryan needs to sit there.
Yeah, he has friends in the other cars.
Apparently you lied to Ryan. There is no bar.
No, but he said he was looking for drinks. Which there are plenty of. Alright. Let's see, where did I hide your guys' minis?
In the cup, like I said.
Behind the cup?
Yes, behind the cup.
Oh, that cup. Because my green cup is right there.
Behind the McDonald's cup.
You know what? Would you mind if I just went and made my rice now, since we're pretty much at a stopping point anyway, and my food's almost done?
Beep.
Shooting is awesome. Driving is awesome.
That's awesome. Anywho. So, that's what you see on the train. Now that we're back from...
I see Space Marine scouts with flagellants and swordsmen?
Yes.
You don't know what... We don't know what system we're in.
Holy shit!
They begin screaming and whipping themselves.
Is this Reaper's Warhammer or Warhammer 40K?
All three.
Oh, shit! It's a dimensional rift on the train!
I get the feeling that 40K would win because they have guns.
We have guns.
But they have fast shooting guns.
They have better, bigger guns.
And better armor.
But the flagellants. They're flagellant.
Yes, the flagellants will die.
Don't they, like, explode or something? They're like suicide bomb? I don't remember.
Flagellants?
No. They're stubborn.
I don't remember. There's some kind of weird wiggity thing about
them. They're unbreakable and will kill themselves in combat for bonuses.
I think that was what it was.
Alright, so back to game.
Crazy people. Crazy
I need to know if Ryan's reacting.
Yeah. I'll go toward... So they're all congregating right in that one area.
Yeah.
Okay. Well then... Does it look like they're about to bomb the doors or anything? Or can I safely...
Why would you
safely...
bomb the doors?
I don't know.
Make you could just open doors.
Make a grand entrance?
They've got guns. That's about all they got.
Okay, well, I'll...
You also can do me a notice check.
Let me think.
But I'm in my booth.
Yeah, no. There's people up there. Are you kidding me? No, let's rob the middle class and the poor. Well, let's avoid the rich. That could have long-term repercussions. Robbing the poor people, no one cares. Robbing the middle class, it's a little risky, but robbing the rich... We're not no Robin Hood.
I'll go ahead and calmly walk over.
Alright, so he calmly gets up.
The waiter will, of course, kind of stop you. Oh, excuse me, sir.
No, excuse me, thank you. I'm in a bit of a hurry. Sorry.
Not wet by me, then.
I don't think I can. You may want to evacuate. Not enough of a hurry, it seems. Oh, no. Maybe. So, they're fast?
Level-headed.
They're level-headed.
They get two cards and take the middle.
Yeah, if I was quick, I would have kept drawing.
Middle we can get six.
Oh, I thought it was five.
Now, is level-headed take the better or take whichever one you choose?
Yes.
So you don't want to go first. Well, too bad.
Why would you not take the best?
Because you want to be in a specific place in the combat.
You could just hold.
Yeah, I'm five on that one.
Ivan, go ahead and give me a notice check now that, you know, there's a bit more movement.
What are you talking about?
There's
movement
magic
all the time.
Mm.
And screaming.
Ninja sense! I'm not ninja.
You've got an 8, a 9.
9. Alright, Ivan. You see that something is definitely going on out there. You know from your previous experience this would be a train robbery, because this is what you would do.
You're getting robbed. Get your weapon ready.
Just a moment, I need to finish the novel. It's not my turn yet.
So you pull out a knife?
Yes.
Hey, is that my other towel? Knife.
This is the towel that I brought over.
And here's another.
Okay, let me try that. Are those Brianna's Tau?
Yes.
Gear. Okay.
Okay.
Actually, that might work. You see, we'll shoot all the way.
Ten of spade. Jessica, you failed your notice check, so you're just kind of... actually, go ahead and give me another notice check. Now,
now that it's your turn.
Now it's your turn. No.
La la la.
You're sitting there, you're maybe crocheting, you know, a nice old... or you're sitting there thinking up a name for your tiger. Tiggy. Orange. Striped.
Orange striped.
Alec, you're being informed that you are being robbed. And Ivan stole your book. That's where you're being robbed.
You're right. You did just rob me.
After the combat. After we get into some
So you're like, what?
Can I get my book back, please? I was in a good part.
After we get shot at.
What?
We're going to get shot at.
That wasn't in the book.
This is not a book.
It's a sappy romance.
All right, so, the door's not open yet, so. He opens the door. 1, 2. Moves in. Well, he's on the wrong side of the railing, so I guess at this point he's on this side. Alright. You hear this guy, he's actually brandishing a big old shotgun, he says. And he's screaming in German.
I understand him.
This is a robbery! Get out all your valuables and you will not be harmed! And people are going, ah!
Mommy, mommy!
Shh! This guy opens the door for him and he says,
stop right there.
Bang!
He needs to hit his parry.
Yes, he does need to hit his parry.
Hooray!
You don't have your weapon out, though.
Yes, I do. It's a sword cane.
You have a cane. You don't have the sword bit out. Does that matter?
Yes.
Okay.
It does matter.
That's fine.